Sunday we won't have Shir Avidan Bienenfeld's Chasana. And we have a chassan here, also Yeshua Podolsky, is here with us today, so we won't be saying Tachanun by Minta. Siminta, Umazota, and Hashem sends Avraham to ultimately go to Eretz Yisrael. But the way he presents it is first from the perspective of leaving where you are. He doesn't just say go to this place. He says leave the land you are coming from. Leave your land where you were born. Leave your father's home. So there's a lot of big emphasis on leaving. At the end he says, Elor Tashareka. But there's a lot of emphasis on leaving where you are. So of course, the Torah is speaking about the physical leaving the land. However, Rav Naftali Rapshitz says an interesting pshat that when one leaves something, so there's the physical leaving and there's the psychological leaving. Because, and let's say it outside first, then we'll see it inside. See, a lot of times, and I think this is relevant, you know, for a lot of people in their lives. When, especially in this generation, where, you know, not chas v'shalom to compare, you know, the previous generation to Avram's parents, because that was Avram's came from mamash of the avodah zarah, but what it means is that, you know, the way world is today, so the opportunity of Jewish education and learning Torah, you know, of this generation perhaps had more opportunity than the previous generation. And a lot of times people feel that, well, my parents' generation or grandparents' generation, they, you know, weren't necessarily learning, or the level of observance of mitzvahs wasn't so great always. So therefore, why should I think I'm going to be greater than them? Now, so the point is that Hashem saying to Avraham that emotionally you have to realize that even if the house that you came from wasn't on the highest level of learning or observance, that doesn't mean that you can't be on a higher level than the previous generation was. not chas v'sholom to look down, because every generation had its own nisyonos, but you shouldn't be trapped into the thought that if there was something lacking in that generation in terms of their shmiras hamitzvahs or their ability, commitment to Talmud Torah, that therefore I'm stuck to be like that generation. But we say no, that lech lecha me'artzecha, not to leave and not to look down, but emotionally realize that if you're getting opportunities that your parents or grandparents didn't have, then you have to leave the mentality that you're only going to be on the level that they are on. And that's what he says. Avram Avinu Lava Shalom Haya Mishoteinu Mechashiv Machshavaz Otomid Shifluso. Avram was a big onav. He says, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. So he spoke about his Shiflus. V'choshev B'dayte Eich Yochol Ani Lios Tzadik Gol Shleimus. How could I be a tzaddik? Al Yodi Yisparsim Kedushoso Yisporach Kitzoni Shukosi. And I'm going to, you know, show the Kedusha of Hashem in the world. And I come from, you know, I grew up, I didn't grow up in Mea Shorim. I grew up in Orkastim, where it wasn't necessarily the greatest hashpa. Umaati mishpachti vavosai heima ovdei avodah zarah. I come from a mishpacha of ovdei avodah zarah. So Avram thought, how can I reach any godless in emunah, godless in Torah, if I come from such a family? V'ech efshar li'ish kazeh liot tzadik v'kodesh. V'emes afshar tov mo'od sh'odem yachshav shiflusot. Even though it's a good midah to be b'shiflus and hachnoah and anova, but still, im kol zeh, the pasuk we have here in Dvarim Beis Yud Zayin, there's an inyan of what? V'yigba libo b'darkei Hashem. That when it comes to Avodas Hashem, so one shouldn't be a person that has gaiva, but on the other hand, if you can have the attitude that I come from a home that's, say, mediocre in Avodas Hashem, therefore I have to be like that as well. So that's Rav Tali Rupshit says, Hashem says, Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'lartcha, that get out of that psychology that you're only going to be mediocre or less, since you come from a family that wasn't as dedicated. Again, not chas v'sholom to be critical of anyone's family, because everyone had the different nisyonos and lived in different times, but lech lecha, and again, lech lecha, we're not saying we should leave the family if they're not, we're not trying to give that message over either, but we're trying to say, psychologically, one has to feel that he could, if he's giving the opportunity to learn more than his parents and to have a better education and a more dedication to Torah, then he shouldn't feel that he has to be stuck on the same madrega that if he grew up in a house that there was television going on 24/7, you know, or maybe not Shabbos, but you know, that he has to have that his household has to be like that because this is where I come from. So that's what it means. Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'moladcha. That when it comes to avodas Hashem, you know, when you should, you know, aspire to do mitzvahs and avodas Hashem, sometimes you have to have the attitude that I could go a step further than where I came from. Not chas v'sholom to disparage or to look down, but to realize that times are different, my education was different, my background was different, meaning I got a yeshiva education which maybe my father or grandfather didn't get, and therefore I have to leave not in the sense of leaving and not having a kesher, but leave the mediocrity attitude that since I came from that type of home, that I have to be like that as well. And that's what he's saying, lech lecha mi'artzecha, that you could be Avram Avinu that says that I can go further. And that's the idea in Divrei Yomim Beis Yud Zayin is Vayigba Libo B'Darkei Hashem. That when it comes to doing Darkei Hashem, you can't say, who am I? No! You have to have a shtickel, what's called Gaiva de Kedusha. That I could do it, you know, the Svarim write, I think it's Be'er Ma'im Chaim, some of the Hasidic Svarim write, that when it comes to before you do a mitzvah, then it's Vayigba Libo B'Darkei Hashem. You can't say, who am I? What does Hashem care about my tzitzis and my tefillin and my lulav? No! Vayigba Libo B'Darkei Hashem, you have to have Gaiva to Kedusha that it's important. But then there's an important word from Rav Shmelke of Nicholsburg. He says like this, that we say in the Shmoneh Esrei in Rosh Hashanah that Hashem is Zocher, He is Zocher Kol HaNishkocho Sata. Hashem, which literally means Hashem remembers things that other people forget. He's Zocher Kol HaNishkocho. So Rav Shmelke of Nicholsburg said an unbelievable word. He says, before you do a mitzvah, so you have to have Vayigba Libo B'Darkei Hashem. But after you do the mitzvah, you shouldn't go around flaunting it. That, oh, I did this mitzvah, and telling everyone how great you are. Because the things that Hashem remembers, if we forget about it, that we're not mispire, then Hashem will remember. But if we go around remembering it, then Hashem will forget it. Ki zocher kol hanishkachos. The things that we forget about, that we're not, you know, telling everyone, oh, I did this, then Hashem is zocher kol hanishkachos. Yeah, that's right. Same idea. Okay, so that's the idea of Vayigba Libo B'Darkei Hashem. So that is, there always has to be a duality, the way I titled it here is Anava V'Gaiva D'Kedusha. That you have to have Anava. You can't be flaunting what you're doing. But you also have to have self-confidence that you could do it, and perhaps you can even do more than the generation that you came from. And that's lech lecha mi'artzecha, that you could be perhaps on a higher level. But at the same time, you need the anava, because if a person, if a yeshiva boy is going to be on a high level and he's going to let everyone know that he's, you know, the holier than thou attitude, then everyone's going to resent him. Because they think, oh, he thinks he's such a, you know, but the kunz is to mix, to have the mixture of the gaivik, the kedusha, together with anova. That I could do more, and I will do more, but I'm not going to flaunt it. In other words, I'm going to have that self-confidence that I could do more. That's the gaivik, the kedusha, vayigba libo b'darkei Hashem. And when it comes to darkei, but after I finish, or while I'm doing it, I don't try to make everyone remember what I did. And that's the idea of Zocher Hashem is Zocher Kol HaNishkochos. That the things that are forgotten, that's what Hashem remembers. And I think this duality is found in this week's Parsha in the Mitzvah of Milah. Because what does it say by Mitzvah of Milah? Mitzvah of Milah says, Vahia Avram Batishim Shana Vatesha Shana Vira Hashem Avram Yomi Lavani Kel Shakai Hisalech Lefanai VeYesomim. So what does it mean VeYesomim? So if you look at Rashi and Avodah Zarah on Vava Meralach on page 7, Tomim Drachov Onav Ushval Ruach. That a Tomim is an Onav. Rashi teaches in Avodah Zarah and Vava Meralach, but Tomim literally means complete, because the ultimate complete person is a person that's an onav. Because the Gemara says in Megillah Chavtes, we'll see that's quoted on the next page, on page 8. The Gemara says, Dorosh bar kapora, ma'idichsiv alama teratzdun harim gavnunim, that Hashem said, I'm only going to have my Shechina on Har Sinai, because all the mountains are big mountains, they're baligaiva. The Harim Gavnunim. Ravashi Sheshmamina. Hai man di Yohir Bal Mumhu. That anyone who's a Bal Gaiva, that's considered a Mum. It's considered a Chisar. So when it speaks about the Mumim and animals, Gibe and Odak, so the big mountains are called the Harim Gavnunim, because Gibein is one of the Mumim, in the animal. So the Bali Gaiva called Balmum. So Mamela, that's, we'll see, the Mar Pele Nefesh explains. That's the idea of Tamim, is somebody is an Anavushval Ruach. Anavushval Ruach. Oh. But it's interesting that, so Mila is Anava. How do we know that? Well, the Maral in the Drasha of Shabbos Shuva on page 10 says, what's the idea of the mitzvah of Mila? So says the Maral, where the arrow is, first on page 10, Ki Amila hichosim b'psareinu shenachnu avodim al Hashem Yisala. K'mo sheyesh l'chol eved roshem v'chosim avdus. Just like if you're a slave, you know, you have like someone's a prisoner, they wear a chain around their neck, you know, there's something on them to show, a bracelet or a necklace to show he's a prisoner. So we have an imprint on our body, the Bris Mila, that we're an Eved Hashem. So an Eved to somebody, by definition, is shuflus, is hachmoa, that you machnia yourself to the Odom. Oh. But if you take a look at the Balaturim points out this interesting. This Lashon that the Pasuk says, what does it say? Hechzalech lefonai, what? What's the Lashon? V'yeisamim. So this Lashon, v'heye, is not found so often. This v'heye, that phrase, v'heye, right? It's interesting that of the five times it's found another time in this week's Parsha. Where? V'heye bracha, in the beginning. That same etymology, which is very rare. V'heye tamim v'heye bracha. So the Balaturim points out on page 11 that you find this five different times. V'heye tamim v'heye nochon laboker by Maimon Har Sinai. Alei alei ahara v'heye sham by Maimon Har Sinai. V'heye li'av, and this one v'heye tamim. So the Sefer Marpa LaNefesh, the Freiman Rav, writes, he thinks the Pshat is like this. That all the Vehayes are an idea of Anivus. V'alaturim hevi misora hei pa'amim. V'ei tzomim, alei alei ahara v'ei sham, v'ei bracha, v'ei lilav, v'ei nochal laboker. V'ei shlefarsh v'ei tzomim. What does Yetamim mean? So he points out the Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Yetamim means Anova. Kabi Noach is Sadik Tamim. Anov Ushval Ruach. Finding Mishum the Balgai Venikra Balmum. That's the Gemara in Megillah. Haiman the Yahir Balmumu. Balkain Have Anov Tamim. Ale Alai Harve Sham. So what his word is, whatever it says Veheye, it means to be an Anav. And it makes sense because a Heye is Osios Yudke Vovke. And Yudke Vovke is the Osios of Hashem, of the Shechina. And we know the Shechina is only Shora on what? On someone who's an Anav. So ever it says the Heye, that's a remez to Anava. So by Bris Mila, it says Hishalach Lefana Vehei Somim. Because we explain based on the Maral that Bris Mila says I'm an Eved, therefore I have a stamp on me to say that I'm an Eved, just like someone's a prisoner has a necklace around them or a thing on their arm or their, you know, so this is on our body that we're stamped that we're an Eved Hashem. And then by Matan Torah it says Alei Elia Harav Yesham, because a person's has the Midah of Anova. He's Zochel LaTorah, because the Gemara says that Torah is Nimshal LaMayim, that Mayim goes from Mokam Gavol and Nochum Nomuch. So too, Torah can only be Nikna and somebody who's an onuf. And then he says, "Vehei bracha," because the Medrash says bracha, brecha. Brecha is what? Is a stream that flows out. Meaning, if you want to be mashpia on somebody, you want to be a brecha, you want to be mashpia, mokar lashpia, so you have to have an onuf. You have to be banivus. And that's what he says from the original Rebbe. Shebeshifleinu zochar lanu. Al dia shiflus zochli elios bimchina zochar. But zochar is the mashpia. So that's the idea. So bris mila, on one hand, is the an avda kutshebrichu. The heye is lashon yudke vavke. He somim is anivus. But yet, on the other hand, I think there's another aspect to bris mila. As we said before, the ultimate mida is to both have the anava together with the guy with the kedusha. Because if a person just have shiflus, he thinks he's nothing, he's not going to accomplish anything, that's also not good. He has to have the self-confidence to accomplish, and as I said, even more than perhaps what his parents did, because he's in a different, has different opportunities. That's the Rav Naftali of Rapshitz, Lech Lecha Mi'artzcha. Again, not necessarily, doesn't mean not to have a kesher, but you know, psychologically, shouldn't feel that if you come from a house where there wasn't so much learning, that you can't make a house, that you can't create a household where there is learning and there is more diktuk on shmiras hamitzvahs. Oh. So the Gemara Sota on Hayim and Aleph says a famous idea. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Talmud Chacham Tzorach Sheibo Echad Mishmona Bishminis." That even though you're not supposed to have gaiva, but a Talmud Chacham can have an eighth of gaiva, a shminish of a shminis of gaiva. So what does this mean? So there's a lot of different pshatim. But there's a pshat I saw from the Chasam Sofer. I said over my son's bris. The Chasam Sofer says a pshat in Shminis Mishin. Says the Chasam Sofer, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim on page 14, the Rambam says that Adam Arishon got six mitzvahs of a Zorah, Birkas Hashem, Shvukas Domin, Gil, Ayaris, Gezel, Dinim, etc. See? And Noach got his seventh mitzvah. That was what? Aver Menachai. And then Avraham got what? The eighth mitzvah. The eighth mitzvah is what? Is Bris Mila. So Bris Mila is done on the eighth day. And it's what? It's the eighth mitzvah given to mankind. So that, says the Chasam Sofer, is the Shminis. Mean the eighth mitzvah given for the eighth day, the mila, that's the gaiva. Because on one hand, an avdus is shiflus. But on the other hand, you're proud to be an Eved Hashem. It gives you, oh, you know, this is my Rebbe, this is my, I'm Meshubat Hashem, Kol Yochol. So it gives you a certain gaiva to Kedusha. So mila, on one hand, is hachna. It's like the Maral said, it's the choysam of the avdus, but it's also the shminis of the gaiva shebekedusha. And that's what the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Nitzavim says on page 16. Loba shamayim hi. So he says, Omla mashenokot shminim shemeshminis, that's the mitzvah of Mila. And he quotes the Gemara in Menachos that David HaMelech was in the bathhouse, and he didn't have any mitzvahs, and then the only mitzvah that was with him is the mila. And that's the idea of shminis shebishminis. That's the gaiva, the kedusha. Then he quotes the Rambam, alzeh, look at the line that begins, v'alzeh, towards the bottom. Efsha shekivnu chazal, de b'shminis shebishminin, haynu mitzvahs mila mutar l'zgaz. So the Chasam Sofer says, midin, because when a kid does mila, the mitzvah of mila, he doesn't have ulterior motives. He's only 8 days old, so it's totally lishma. So he could have gaiva that he did the mitzvah properly. But we say it in a different way. That it means that that you have a certain confidence and a certain pride that you're the Eved Hashem. And I thought, this I said over by my son's bris, perhaps one could say that that's pshat in the pasuk in Zos HaBracha. Ashrecha Yisrael, Micha Mocha. That when we're an Eved Hashem, we say, Ashrecha Yisrael, that we're Eved Hashem, I'm Nosham Hashem. Magen Azrecha, Vasher Cherev Gavosecha. So I thought pshat, the Cherev Gavosecha is a remiss to Mila. Because the Mila is done with the Cherev, with the sword. Haselecha Chorvos Tzurim. So that's the cherev. It's cherev galvasecha because it gives us a certain gaiva. It gives us a certain confidence that we could accomplish. Here I have it written down with the drasha that I gave here. You can take a look. And that's Rav Goldberg, the Rosh Hashiva in Kerem Yavne Zatzal, said that we discussed this piece before. That whenever somebody, when we talked about the habados hadlosos, that whenever somebody does something, that gives him a certain satisfaction. That's why by Mila, it's the idea that Chazal say that Hashem created the Bria, but he wanted that we should do something also to be Mashlim the Bria. So therefore he says, I'm not going to create you totally complete, you're going to finish it. And that's why Mila, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Sasa Nochi El Murasecha, is the ultimate Sason, is the ultimate happiness that we accomplish something, we do something. And Mimela Rabosai, you can understand also, next week's Parsha, it says Hashem appears to Avram Avinu, Beilone Mamre. So Rashi says, Levakir Asachoyla. And the Ramban says, it's a special kavod that since he did a mitzvah, Hashem was mechabed him and took visit. But basically what we're saying, you could say even more. Because Mila is the ultimate of anivas. And the shechina shora when you're an onav. But what we're adding is, Mila is not only anivas. It's ve'yei samim, it's the avdus, it's the shiflus, but on the other hand, it's also cherev gavasecha. It's that I have a certain shtolz, I have a certain pride that I'm serving Hashem. It's the ultimate thing to serve in the world. It's to serve Hashem. That gives me pride. So on one hand, so that is what Mila is. It's the mixture of Anova and Gaiva de Kedusha. It's how it's like the Maral says, it's the chosim of my body that I'm an Eved. So that's the ultimate shiflus. But on the other hand, it's also what the Chasam Sofer says, it's the Shmini Shebishminis of Gaiva, of that the Chasam Sofer says that a person is misgoya, that he's Amno Shab Hashem, that Hashem is the one I'm servicing. And that perhaps is the Pasuk Cherev Gavasecha. That the meal is the Cherev, the Sakin Mila is the Cherev Gavasecha, that gives me the Gaiva, the Kedusha. And that's what Rav Naftali Rupshit says. Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'uladcha mi'beis avicha. That a person, Avram Avinu, had to be told not only physically leave the house, but emotionally, you shouldn't be trapped in saying, well, I grew up in such a house that wasn't, he grew up in the house of Terach, and it wasn't such, you know, of the Avodah Zarah. So how could I ever aspire for anything great in Torah and Yira Shamayim if I come from such house? So Hashem says, lech lecha, get out of that mindset. Besides the physical lech lecha, but get out of that mindset that you have to be what the previous generation was. Again, so that's, I think, applies to us as well. That a lot of times, again, not chas v'shalom to compare Terach's, Avram's home to, you know, that was Avodah Zarah, but sometimes in the way, you know, the generations in America, the first original immigrants that didn't have the opportunity that we have to learn, and Shmiras HaMitzvahs was much more of an Nisayon. So sometimes we feel, you know, that I'm born into mediocrity. I'm born into, you know, no, lech lecha, meaning not chas v'shalom to look down, because who are we to judge anybody? Not to leave physically, but lech lecha means in your mindset. Don't have a mindset that I'm only going to be, very small and not accomplish in my Yira Shamayim and in my learning, Lech Lecha from that mindset. Because and that's the mitzvah of Mila. But on the other hand, once you realize that you can do more, you have to be very nisar and not to look down upon people, because then you'll create a Chil Hashem. So together with the Gaiva Kedusha, always has to have anivus as well. And that's what mitzvah of Mila is. It's the anivus of Ana Avdo de Kutcha Brichu, that I'm an Eved, I'm Meshumad, but on the other hand, Ashrecha Yisrael, it's Gaiva de Kedusha, it's Cherev Gavasecha, it's the Shminish of Shminis of Gaiva that's Mutter. And when you have this balance, the proper balance together, that's the recipe of succeeding in Avodas Hashem.